Time to take a look at our lunch rush, the top stories trending nationally in the sports world. And I think the Eagles are just going to go crazy here, Angel. I think they're just going to go off. They're up 2-0. Runners on. We got a runner on third and second. Yeah, it's going to go nuts. Yankees are going crazy this game. Hope you took them. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady has been fined $11,000 for attempting to kick Atlanta Falcons defensive end Grady Jarrett. I'm just, the description of that is funny. Did you see it? I didn't actually see the attempted
kick. After he got,
I guess,
supposedly sacked?
Roughed? Maybe. The NFL notified Brady of the fine Friday after reviewing the play where Jarrett was flagged for unnecessary roughness for slinging Brady to the ground. In retaliation, Brady kicked his foot up while on the ground, but did not appear to make contact with Jarrett. I'm trying to...
You just can't move in the NFL anymore.
I'm looking at it. I'm trying to look for the obvious kick here, and maybe it's just, I don't know, it's right in front of me, but I'm not seeing it, and I didn't notice it then. So, weird story, but he's been fined.
Maybe it was a spotter.
Maybe so. That's a weird one. The NFL fine for striking, kicking, or kneeing is $11,139 for a first offense.
How'd they come up with that number?
I have no idea. And then it's $16,444 for the second offense.
It drives me crazy that that's not an even number.
It's not
like just give me a flat $1,600.
Yes. It's weird. This isn't the first time he's been fined for that either. In 2013, he was fined $10,000, a different fine there, for attempting to kick former Baltimore Ravens safety Ed Reed. Tom Brady's been watching too much Cobra Kai. He is in the Cobra Kai mindset.
Strike first, strike hard, no
strike
mercy.
First, strike hard. Oh, that's good. Ron Rivera, heated. They were talking about the Carson move trade and how that was a Dan Snyder move and all of that. He was upset. He was going to bat, man. He said, I'm sorry, I'm done. As he headed toward the exit after the Washington Commanders win over the Bears 12-7. He was fired up during most of the press conference about penalties and other things. But there was a story on Thursday, of course, that reported Dan Snyder was the one who wanted Wentz along with all this other Dan Snyder news. And Rivera strongly denied that owner demanded they trade for Wentz. So the story was that Dan Snyder demanded that the Commanders trade for Carson Wentz, but Rivera wasn't having any of it. He said, everybody keeps saying I didn't want anything to do with Carson. Well, bull blank. I'm the blanking guy that pulled out the sheet of paper, looked at the analytics, watched the tape when we were at Indianapolis, okay? And that's what pisses me off, because the young man doesn't deserve to have that all the time. I mean, you kind of threw your quarterback under the bus before that.
I don't think he deserved that either.
No, I don't.
You threw him under the bus, and then you apologized for doing it. And then you said, no, I actually love Carson.
And I'm the reason he's here. And that's a weird situation going on at the Commanders facility. And it's probably just going to keep getting weirder. They did get the win, but...
Yeah, well, in the NFL, we said the NFL's owners, they're meeting on Tuesday. The Dan Snyder situation is not on their agenda.
Right. Weird.
Maybe that dirt's real.
Maybe that dirt's real. Deshaun Watson. What are we doing here? He's facing a new lawsuit stemming from a 2020 massage. Another woman has filed a civil lawsuit against Deshaun Watson, alleging the suspended Cleveland Browns quarterback pressured her into oral sex during a massage session in 2020.
And this is a separate filing from the 23 that he already settled.
And this is, well, now it's the 26th known lawsuit filed against Watson accusing him of inappropriate sexual misconduct. In the lawsuit filed Thursday in Harris County, Texas, Watson is accused of soliciting the plaintiff over Instagram with a direct message for a massage at the Houstonian Hotel Room in Texas in December of 2020, while he was a member of the Texans. The lawsuit states that during the session, Watson continually pressured the plaintiff into massaging his private area before he removed his towel and offered to let her get on top According to the lawsuit, the plaintiff refused to have sex with Watson. However, he was able to pressure her into oral sex, and Watson paid the plaintiff $300 for her services, although her normal charge was $115 for an hour massage. The plaintiff, according to the lawsuit, has suffered from severe depression and anxiety since the incident. I mean, what are we doing here?
This dude's a complete scumbag.
Why is he in the league? I mean, he just should not be in the league anymore. There's enough of this 26 known lawsuits now that continue to allege that he's doing these things. And I just have a hard, you know, I know some people go, well, yeah, but all those cases could be trying to just take advantage of this situation because he's settling, right? He's settling with everybody.
Well, you said this happened in 2020?
2020.
The same year where all of these original allegations came out?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. If this happened during all of the scandals coming out, that's even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because this isn't, oh, she's trying to, you know, get money, catch it, you know, while the iron's hot. This happened during the investigation was going on.
And he settled 23. And yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he settled 23 of these lawsuits against him in the past summer. But one remains outstanding, according to the plaintiff's attorney, Tony Busby, who also represented the other woman who had sued. One lawsuit was dropped after the judge's ruling that the plaintiffs needed to amend their petitions to disclose their names. Two other women filed criminal complaints against Watson, but of course did not sue him. In July, the Texans reached settlements with 30 women who made claims or were prepared to make them against the NFL organization for what Busby called its alleged enabling of Watson's behavior. This is what I'm saying, though. Like, when we're talking about what's the dirt on Roger Goodell and the owners, and I have no idea what that is. I don't even know if that's true, if there is any dirt. But if it's, again, I'm not saying that this could be. There's no whiff of that. But if it's something of this nature, it ain't going to bring the NFL down. It's going to have to be something that messes with the games. I think you're right. Because is this it for Deshaun? Or are we still planning on having him come back against his old team for ratings purposes? Take on the Texans?
You can't do it. He should not be able to play at all this year.
You can't preach this garbage of we're all inclusive and everybody treat everybody right. And the NFL, you know, remember the ad they did years ago where all the players were like, no more, no more. And it's like, you can't preach that and yet have this guy go. Now, yes, technically settling all of these. So he's not been found guilty, right? But then you have ownership of the Browns and everybody saying he'll learn from this. He'll learn from his actions. He needs a second chance. That's them admitting that something's going on here. And it learned from this and needs a second chance. 26. That sounds compulsive, doesn't it? Like, there's a big issue here.
Sounds like he had 25 second chances.
Yeah. Boy, this is, I don't know what's, can you have him in the league anymore? I'm not sure we can keep doing this. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's kind of the big one of the lunch rush today, is just yet another Deshaun Watson story is just really hurting the image of the NFL. Again, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. We're talking a little bit about the Nuggets. What are your realistic expectations for the Nuggets this season? And most of the hooligans are saying, hey, got to make it to the Western Conference Finals. Got to find a way to get in there. 31% of the hooligans saying that. Second is got to win at least the first round. Then it's 18%. Your expectations are very low. Playoffs are bust. 12% say got to win their first championship. That's what I'm expecting. Hoisting a trophy. NFL Finals appearance. 12%. I think the Malone threshold, like when will he keep his job? I think that's a realistic thing. I agree with you, Angel. Like, there's got to be, you got to look at the circumstances, look at how those games go down, and you know, does a Joker get hurt for 4 weeks and hurt their record so that they end up getting in as a sixth seed again? and then they lose to, you know, a top-tiered Western Conference team. Yeah, I think you have to look at all of those things. But, yeah, that was a what was that? What just happened there? Did the ball hit him? Yikes. This is a crazy game so far. Yankees are still up 2-0 over Cleveland. And that guy just looked like the ball hit him. Whew. Yeah, I just think that there's a threshold when you look at this of where of how it's going to go down. And there could be circumstances, but assuming there isn't, ultimately it's going to be, I think Michael Malone has to get to the Western Conference Finals. I mean, you're just expecting them. It's hard to do that, though. It's hard to say the Bills have to go to a Super Bowl this year or we're firing McDermott. Like, it's hard to do that. Even when you're projected as the best team in all of football and all of basketball, it's hard to say that you're not to get. Now, again, if you go become a super team and you get three of the best players in the league and you can't find ways to win championships, like if the Golden State Warriors have yet to win a championship, which they did with Mark Jackson, they moved on. But it is hard to put a championship or bust on any team. And I think that's unfair. I don't know that I would put that on any coach.
I agree with you with that. And I think with coaches in the NBA, there's tiers to it. And I think Malone is in that tier where, yeah, he is a good coach. They're consistently getting to the playoffs, 2-time MVP, all of that. But until they go past the Western Conference Finals and win a championship, he won't get into that elite coaching level like the Steve Kerrs, like the Greg Popovich. He's a great coach, yeah. But if, like I said earlier, if you don't get over that hump, that's going to be the legacy that you leave with Denver.
That will be. I mean, that was George Karl couldn't get him over the first round hump, and the Nuggets put up with that for, you know, he had 1 year where they got past the first round. They went into the Western Conference Finals, and that was with Carmelo, and they lost to the Lakers, and they were very good in that series. They just couldn't get the damn ball in bounds. But that was, you know, you had, I think Karl coached 9 seasons, maybe 8, but 7 or 8 of those seasons were just getting to the playoffs. And they put up with that for a long time. Masai Ujiri was the coach or the GM, and they put up with that. But now you have a 2-time MVP. You have another guy that you think could be an all-star in Jamal Murray. You have a prospect that you just signed a pretty big contract to in Michael Porter Jr. The expectations are different. Even with Carmelo Anthony, he never touched MVP status. So you were still like, great scorer, but we don't have the best player in the NBA. The Nuggets have the best player in the NBA. That changes, to me, how you view Michael Malone now. Because it is what it is. You have a 2-time MVP. Didn't happen by accident. In fact, the fact that he won 2-time MVP, despite of everybody like going against him in the NBA and the wise guys in the NBA, the national media, he still won, just goes to show how great of a player he is. If you can't capitalize and get back into some kind of, you know, they've only been to the Western Conference Finals 3 times. You got to at least go there. But it is hard because the competition in the NBA is, in the Western Conference especially, is so good. I mean, you do have a team in Golden State that should be right there in the mix. Hell, Memphis is going to be right there. Do the Lakers come back? The Clippers, the Suns, Dallas. I mean, they're all like, Denver's not picked nationally to do this. So I think it's okay if your expectations are Western Conference Finals. I just don't know if it will mean Michael Malone's job. I'm not sure. But you got to be a deep playoff team at least. And that can mean going 7 and in the second round. And again, we play to win championships. My goal, obviously, my thought process is that this team can go win it all. And I hope that's how they're viewing this. But I don't know if where that threshold is for Michael Malone as far as what he has to do.
we gave him so much credit last year for getting to the playoffs without Murray and Michael. Now that you have all your toys back, you have, you know, your full arsenal, you upgraded some positions. I'm still a little worried about the bench and how that's going to end up shaking out, what that rotation looks like. But your starting five could be one of the best starting five in the entire league.
I agree. And that's Calvin Booth, man. He made some moves. Obviously, some of those guys were there well before. But I think Calvin Booth made enough moves in the offseason to get people pretty excited about this situation. 20 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to jump out real quick, Angel. We'll take a short break. Don't forget, we have Football Friday coming up at 1 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. We'll get to my picks. We'll get to future headlines, all that and more. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-six minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Cool thing going on, Battleground Pro Wrestling. They're a local wrestling company, so getting out some great wrestlers, having some entertainment action for you. And coming up, they got November Pain, Saturday, November 5th, 2022 at the Greeley Rec Center in downtown Greeley. Doors open at 5:30. If you guys want information there, go to battlegroundprowrestling.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. That's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. What are your expectations for the Nuggets this season? Kind of want to get your thoughts there. Got to make the Western Conference Finals. It seems like where everybody else is going. The Rockies and Bud Black are sticking together. I kind of wondered if Bud Black was just going to be done. Like, yeah. I mean, is it on Bud Black? Is that why Susan and Cheryl? Because it's
no,
like,
that's just, you mentioned the Rockies and they just get upset.
They don't like anything mentioned about the Rockies. Bud Black, dude, I feel for that guy. Of course, Tanner said he was the best coach, manager, whatever, in Colorado, over Michael Malone and Jared Bednar and Nathaniel Hackett. I suppose he beats out Nathaniel Hackett at this point. But
out of all coaches,
yeah, in Tanner's defense, it might have been before the Avs won the Cup. But we were debating,
probably right after that first Dodger series.
Probably it was probably right. But I just kept thinking, man, Bud Black. It's like they're giving him a car with no wheels. Like, here you go, try to figure out how to drive this thing. And I mean, some of the players just haven't stepped up. I was really hoping Kyle Freeland and Armand Marquez would be consistence for this team, constants for this team. Chris Bryant, we had high expectations for, but he was hurt, and maybe the Rockies knew it all along. So I don't know how I feel about it.
If it's not Bud Black, who is the leader on this team? Who's the guy in the dugout that's getting people hyped up? Like the guy on the field that's making all the plays and, you know, leading his team,
mm-hmm.
like an Aaron Judge type of player. We don't have that.
You don't have it.
You signed Chris Bryant, but his back broke, so you can't use him half the season.
Yeah,
if
what
not
leads
more.
You to believe he's going to play a full season next year? Mysterio texts in about that Battleground Wrestling. Mysterio might join. Well, Mysterio, that's a wrestling name that you have.
It's meant for you.
It's meant for you to join in.
Is it real wrestling?
It's, you know. Wrestling.
It's professional.
Not wrestling, but wrestling.
So it's professional.
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you I'd check that out. I'm into that stuff, man. All right. I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I was totally in on and like on your Facebook videos and stuff that you can watch. All on my thread is like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s wrestling videos, like Kane, The Undertaker. I mean, Triple H, D-Generation X, like all that stuff. Because I loved that back in the day. I was all in on that stuff.
Weirdly enough, I never was into it, but I had the action figures. Oh, I had the little wrestling ring with the cage. Like, I didn't know who these people were. They're just, there's a big buff dude with tattoos. Be this guy.
My brother was big into it. So when he liked it, and he had all the toys and stuff, and I didn't like it, he was a big Hulk Hogan guy. And then I started watching it with him one night. He had it on, and I was probably in fourth grade, and I'm like, this is kind of good. So we watched the WCW, the WWF at the time, and then I watched it all the way through high school probably, and then started to phase out by the time maybe junior or senior. But I had fun with it. It was a good time. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Are the Broncos going to turn this thing around? Broncos Chargers, Monday Night Football. Russell Wilson, you heard the clip earlier. Yeah, he's nothing phases him. His confidence isn't going away.
Very Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Let's go threes. I'm going to buy one of those hats. Definitely going to buy one of those hats. Man, has anybody ever needed a win more? I mean, they are dogging on Russ. Local media, national media. He can't even tweet. He can't even tweet a corny little Winston Churchill. Not that Winston Churchill's tweets or quotes are corny. But he can't even tweet that without people getting up in arms. He can't even tweet, if you're going through hell, keep going, and people lost it.
That's just Twitter. There's always going to be someone reacting or upset about it. And people will just troll. Like, you scroll through his Twitter, it's a lot of trolling memes and stuff. But prove us wrong.
Go prove us wrong. Go out there and shut him up, man. That's all you can do. I think people can take that stuff a lot easier if you're finding ways to win. But, man, few weeks in, 2 and 3, five weeks in, and we got fans just chomping down on Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson. Did not last very long. Vic Fangio and Vance Joseph both had a longer honeymoon phase. There was still the, maybe he'll figure it out. Vic Fangio's defense is so good. Vance was a little bit shorter, but it's crazy. The only way you can shut him up is go win. And again, this time, 6 years ago, or no, 9 years ago, 2012, 10 years ago, was when the Broncos were 2 and 3, almost this, like a few days off of that October game. And they were down, they were 2 and 3, they were getting smoked by the Chargers, came back, won, and the rest is history.
The NFL might be scripted. We'll find out Monday night.
There's more on your scripted thing. Maybe the Broncos win. They turn it all around. Russell Wilson is the true redemption story in the NFL. 32 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass Monkey, chunky.
Welcome back in to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Want to shout out to Lemons Heating and Cooling. Their number is 970-567-0798. You know, heating, cooling, whatever. Take a look at the AC. Take a look at the heater now as it's getting colder and colder as we move along through the month of October. Again, Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-567-0798. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. If you guys want to chime in today, Method Flow Products poll question of the day is up. What are your realistic expectations for the Denver Nuggets this season? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. We got a tie ball game here, Angel. It's a good one. Another good one for baseball. Here we go.
Home run by the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah. 2-2, top of the fifth. It's just game after game. They've all been fairly, I mean, you're already five innings in almost, and you're still, you got a tie ball game. So every single game, and especially in the second round, has been pretty good. Is that another base hit or is that out?
Oh, well.
Foul. Yeah. Okay. It's getting fun. It's getting very fun. Had a lot of blast watching these games. Much better than the product we had last night for Thursday Night Football. I used to think, man, if it's football, it's football. I don't care. Now, there can be some stinkers, and we have had them pretty much all on Thursday.
Well, you're starting to make plans for the future Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Because I'm not watching any of those. None of those
Baltimore,
games
Tampa
really
Bay one
me,
is intriguing.
One.
The other ones are like, are these teams, there's some good teams in it, but the opponent's probably going to be out of the mix at that point. So is it really going to be a good game? And my Thursday night special is suffering, but I think that's part of the whole conspiracy of this, of bad games. I mean, it's not my fault. The games are so bad and they're confusing even me, Mr. Thursday night. I've had a rough go. Two in a row? Three in a row?
I think three straight.
Ooh, got to get it going here, man. Got to figure something out. We'll try. We'll do our best. I got my picks coming up. Picks have been on life support here. 14 and 17. Trying to just get back over that hump. I've been edging closer to it, and then last week was a setback because I went 2-3. But now we're looking at Air Force UNLV, CSU Utah State, UNC Montana State, CU California, and Broncos at Chargers. No Wyoming this weekend. They got their bye. So I've still got five. I've got five games to pick from. What's the storyline of those? What's the storyline that sticks out the most?
Can CSU maintain their momentum?
So that one sticks out
with
for
the
you.
Third string quarterback, yes.
Minus 11 going into this one against Utah State.
Utah State coming off a big win over Air Force last week. So both teams coming off wins, momentum. It's in Fort Collins.
Well, and both teams you look at and say, like if you're Utah State, you're looking at CSU going, yeah, they beat Nevada, but they got smoked by Sac State. CSU's going, yeah, they beat Air Force, which is a bigger win than the Nevada win, but they got smoked by Weber State.
And Alabama.
Well, and Michigan, Alabama. They both had those monster games, right? So, that's a good storyline. Can they do it with a third-string quarterback? Was it Giles Pooler? Is it Pooler with an ER at the end there?
I believe so.
Okay. And, you know, obviously the guy you had last week wasn't very good. Clay Millen's still out. But Kevin, so we do Rams Weekly on Thursdays, Angel. And that's available on our website, 1310kfka.com. Kevin said he talked to Matt Mummy, the offensive coordinator. And Matt said, hey, in every new system, every new team that I've gone to, it usually takes about 5, 6, 7 weeks for the four air raid style to kind of take hold, the concepts to take hold. And now you're maybe at a point where, is this the weekend? Because last week you didn't see it. It was Avery Morrow ran the ball 24 times and you got 2 defensive touchdowns. So is this the weekend, even though you got your third string quarterback, where you start to see those concepts come to, you know, fruition a little bit? I mean, we start going, oh, okay, that's it. Maybe the following week against Hawaii, they really get it going because Hawaii's bad and you got a lot of chances to experiment with that thing. That's why I wish Clay Millen was healthy. I think if Clay Millen's healthy, they start clicking with the four air raid thing. And again, that's not like this overboard prediction of Clay Millen and who he is as a quarterback right now. But when he has time, he doesn't look bad. And he's a freshman. So can they do it with a third string quarterback, though? Against the Utah State, that's a team we don't really understand, which is welcome to the Mountain West, by the way. Because Air Force is a 10-point favorite at UNLV, and UNLV's been better this year. But Air Force was supposed to be running the table with this. So some interesting storylines there. UNC hosting Montana State. I mean, could it be 3 straight for this team? This was the hardest part of their schedule we talked about with, what was it last week? Was it Sac State?
Idaho, Sac State, and Montana State.
Montana State. And so they're running through the buzzsaw right now.
Be interested to see how the defense can respond, giving up 110 points in the last 2 games combined. Not good at all. The offense is kind of just, they're hanging around as much as they can, but when you're down by that much, it's hard to get momentum going. They are at home, so that's going to help them a little bit. So we'll see if they can be competitive with Montana State. Montana State, one of the top teams in the FCS, Big Sky champion last year. They went to the championship game last year. It's a good, very good program up in Montana State.
Yeah, all the time. They have great facilities, all that, which is, you know, again, makes it so difficult for the Bears to compete with the Montanas and the Montana States because of what they've been able to do. Here we are midpoint through the season, and you're just, you know, with the Ed McCaffrey talk about honeymoon phase, all that. Does it seem like it's just kind of, it's not good or bad? Are people still excited about UNC football right now?
It's hard to really gauge it. They've been on the road a lot this season. They've only had two home games, so it's really hard to get a gauge of what the community and the school and the student body kind of feel about this team. And, you know, two losses in a row doesn't really help. And the number one team's coming to your place. It's everything's like just pointed against them at this point. And that's nothing new for this Bears program.
No,
they major in adversity.
This season feels like every other season for UNC. Like, early on in the year, you get something that makes you go, maybe this team's going to start figuring it out. Maybe this, but then they get a setback. So they beat Idaho State big time on their homecoming, and they haven't won since, which I didn't pick them to win their last two games. But this is how it goes for the Bears, and this is how it's gone with whether it was Ernest Collins Jr. there or now Ed McCaffrey, is you get a little taste of success, like a game or two, and then it's a rough go from here on out. So here's the opportunity for UNC to change that entire narrative around that, you know, we're not just the basement dwellers in the Big Sky every single year.
And I think there are still games on their schedule that they can definitely win. Maybe three or four more wins, but a win against Montana State would just be huge.
Would be monster win. You know, I told you, I tweeted out that the win against Idaho State was a significant win for this program, and I got some flack for it because it's like, significant, they're supposed to win that game. And I'm like, are you paying attention to UNC football?
There is no guarantee
ever,
with UNC.
Ever. Whether it's Houston Baptist or Lamar or whatever, there's never a guarantee there. And even in, you know, over the years when we've said, yeah, they should win that game, they didn't. So, yes, for them to beat a team that they're supposed to beat by a lot of points was significant to me. Now, will it be significant 3 weeks down the road? Will we just look back and go, yeah, Idaho State's just that bad, the Bears got one? Or are they going to turn this season into something positive? And I guess we'll see. But it's been a weird time with Ed McCaffrey in this situation. And again, I like Ed. You know, he and I have chatted quite a bit over the last couple of years, and I like him. I know there was the controversy last year, and that seems to be gone. But now I think fans are like, okay, there was this big hire for McCaffrey. We finally made this interesting splash. It was a gamble because his experience wasn't there, but we're still excited about it. Now I think people are just going, is this going to be more of the same, but just with a bigger name?
Yeah, but I think McCaffrey is doing a really good job. You know, when the wins aren't there, he does a good job of putting together a team that supports and encourages and plays for each other. The guys are excited. They want to be at UNC. You have transfers that come in because they see what he's building here. And no one said it was going to be overnight. It wasn't going to be over a year. Heck, he didn't even coach his first year that he was under contract. So it's a process of getting a program to success. And with a UNC program that hasn't seen a lot of success in the last 20 years, it's going to take even longer. Might be a little, harder hill to climb.
It's a process. It really is. And, you know, maybe next year's that year they really start, because what'll be Jacob Sermon, probably the starting quarterback, because Dylan's done after this year, right?
Yep.
What happens with Dylan after this year? Is he, now, I mean, I know that there was in the back of their minds, it was like, we want to get him right, make him good here, and he can extend his football career, but he's not an NFL guy.
You never know. Players get to the NFL in all sorts of ways. I could see him, you know, maybe he gets picked up on a practice squad, or maybe he's undrafted free agent. But, I mean, your dad's Ed McCaffrey. You're going to have NFL connections. I'm sure he knows people.
You can just go on a tryout basis, out for the team.
Certainly. You have a brother in the league already. Carolina
That's
needs
true.
A quarterback.
Hey, who better to get it right than those two guys together? Brothers.
They know each other.
I just don't see it. I know that was the hope when he transferred from Michigan to here. It was like, come in here and tear it up for UNC. Just light the world on fire.
But you're not going to have any talent around you.
Yeah, and again, he hasn't done that, and you don't have talent around you, and the team you're going up against, the teams you're going up against have better facilities, better recruits, all that stuff. So you're kind of behind the eight ball. 12:49 the time. We're going to wrap up hour number two. I got Football Friday and a new segment that we're doing, Future Headlines, in the 1 o'clock hour, so you don't want to miss that. Plenty more show to go here. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear the latest on your local football teams during your drive to work with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They're the sports medicine physicians. They've been around for a while now. They've been the official orthopedic group for the Colorado Eagles since 2003, providing team and game coverage at every home game. They couldn't be more proud to be a part of all things Colorado Eagles. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Check out their website, orthohealth.com. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We're going to have some fun in the second and in the third hour, third and final hour of the week. We'll get to a Football Friday, and I'll get my picks. We'll kind of break into Broncos-Chargers, what that matchup really looks like. CSU-Utah State's intriguing to me. CU might be a lost cause, but there's a little juice because it's an interim head coach. We'll find out what Mike Sanford's really all about. So we'll get to that, and then we're going to try a new segment today that we're going to do every day, and it's going to be Future Headlines. So basically, Angel's going to throw up some potential headlines that we could see after the weekend or Monday or whatever, and then I'll kind of go over whether I think that that's going to come to fruition. That'd be fun.
Yeah, always good to be prepared. You know, you like kind of predict the future a little bit. Mm-hmm. You have a crystal ball that Susan and Cheryl kindly donated.
Yes.
So I will look into that. We will determine our Monday headlines and see if they come true or not.
It'll be fun to see, like Kevin Lytle at the Colorado, if it's a close football game, he'll typically start writing two stories. So he's got one ready for a win, he's got ready for a loss, ready to go. You see that, like in the World Series or whatever, they have the front page already printed off, ready to go of one of the other.
It's just good journalism.
It's just good journalism. So we're going to do that. We're going to have our headlines ready to go. Maybe we'll create different ones as we progress. We'll take some from the Hooligans too once in a while. If you guys actually can give us some good future headlines that you think might be a talking point, it'll be good. It'll be really fun. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Broncos in this must-win mode. And, boy, I just keep going back to the offseason, how excited we were for football. And can't wait to see Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett. What's he going to be about? And then just 5 weeks in, it's, did we make a mistake? Is this all hiring Nathaniel Hackett? Was that a bad thing? Was trading for Russell Wilson and then signing him, getting him into the contract extension. Was that a bad thing? Hell, was John Elway stepping away and putting George Payton in there a bad thing? George Payton was almost flawless. Really, I didn't like the Teddy Bridgewater stuff. I didn't like the way he handled the quarterback thing last year. But for the most part, I thought George Payton has done pretty well. But if this does not work out, this is going to define his legacy. If Russell doesn't work out, I would imagine it doesn't work out for George or Nathaniel or Russ. So all three of those guys need this thing to work. We'll find out. Monday Night Football. We got Football Friday coming up at 1 o'clock. You do not want to miss it. So much to talk about, so little time. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.